and welcome to a mini-sode of My Streaming Bubble. You know, that podcast where I talk about the shows I love with the people I tolerate. I am your TV watching and talking host, Jen, and in today's mini-bubble, I'm getting festive with a holiday movie that celebrates colonialism, eating in abundance, all while being thankful for the day, and then turning around to trample people for TV sales and doorbusters. And I still don't know what a doorbuster is, nor do I care. Regardless, today I will be watching and reacting to Eli Roth's Thanksgiving. So, why this movie? I don't know, why not? I haven't seen it yet. I know very little, as per usual. I know that it was directed by Eli Roth. I do liked Cabin Fever. I'm trying to think of, like, all of his movies. He did a Hostel, didn't he? Like, the first one? I haven't looked it up. But I've liked some of his stuff. I think, yeah, Cabin Fever maybe being the most, like, well-known one that I like. Because it was gross. The bathtub scene was icky, and it still sticks with me, and it makes me really uncomfortable, and I kind of scream a little to a lot. So let's see. So just kind of scrolling through his IMDb. So yeah, Cabin Fever, a Hostel. Oh, and he did show up in Grindhouse, Death Proof, which I'll have to say, out of the two, Grindhouse and Planet Terror. Planet Terror was always my favorite, but I semi-recently rewatched Death Proof, and it's not that I ever, like, disliked that movie, but between the two, it came second. But yeah, I rewatched it, and I was like, I don't know, I was really super fucking into it this last time. I love Kurt Russell, so he can get it. Maybe that's why. Either way, I'm not here to talk about those movies. So I don't know anything about it. I did see in the credits real quick and in the trailer, Patrick Dempsey's in it. So I know everyone knows him from, like, Grey's Anatomy, and I haven't seen a single second of Grey's Anatomy, and I'm kind of proud of myself considering there's, like, 48 seasons and just shy of 1,000 episodes. But he will always be the nerdy kid in Can't Buy Me Love and the gigolo type in the Pizza Boy one. Fuck, I just had the title on. I forgot what it is, but he's like a pizza delivery boy, and he uses it, you know, like, women can order pizza with, like, extra anchovies, and he comes over and he, like, services them, and, like, Kirstie Alley's in it, and I remember that. But it's all, like, trying to, so he can, like, I don't know, get good for his girlfriend or something. Either way, the 80s were fucking wild, and that's how I know Patrick Dempsey, so. Oh, yeah, and then he was in, like, a Transformers movie. And I only know that because my oldest loves the Transformer movies. But anyway, I'm not here to fucking talk about any of those movies. I'm sorry, I'm getting sidetracked and I'm, like, still in the intro. Anyway, I only know that this is Thanksgiving themed. I just watched the trailer for the first time and I was fucking dying laughing. So I don't know, obviously, anything about, like, who the killer is. They have a funny mask, which I cannot even fucking take seriously. And the fact that they've got, like, the pilgrim hat. Sorry. I said it out loud and realized how silly it was. But I'm very excited to watch this now. I'm kind of hoping, before I watched the trailer, I was kind of hoping that it was going to be basically like a Native American enacting some sort of revenge. And if it wasn't going to be that, if it isn't going to be that, I'm going to be super disappointed. But, like, going into this, before watching the trailer, I'm like, man, I really hope it's like Native Americans giving the whites, like, murder blankets, but not blankets covered in, like, illnesses, but blankets that come to life and murder you. Because that would make an amazing B horror movie, right? Murder blankets. Anyway, I will stop yapping and I'm going to go ahead and hit play on this. This movie can be found on Netflix. I'm still very mad at Netflix. I'm like in the biggest fight with Netflix, but I haven't officially broken up with them yet. We're just not even a trial separation or anything like that. I'm just mad at them. But it's on Netflix, and then it's rentable on other streamers like Prime and shit. So, and it does look like it is available on DVD to purchase, and it looks like it can also be rented through the library. So, again, I'm checking to see if these titles are available through our little small town library, and I feel like if we have it, then you can get it in almost any library, so especially any of like the big city ones. All right, enough about that. Hitting play now. Ooh, the warning on there was like strong body horror, gore, some sexual stuff, violence. Looking forward to it. So we're in Plymouth, Massachusetts, because of course. Where else would it be? Ooh, evil stepmother, maybe? Fuck, and then there's that guy who's playing Thomas. I'm going to have to look him up. But, yeah, because he was in Hostel and a bunch of other stuff and kind of always plays a piece of shit, I think. Maybe just the small roles I've seen him. Oh, fuck you, Bob. Going AWOL, making dude work on Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving. That's not how you carve a turkey. You don't just stab it. Yeah, fight, fight, fight. Hi, Sarge. Oh, I like her locket bracelet. That's cute. Why would you go to the store that night? You see the crowd. God, teenagers are fucking dumb. Oh, and parks in the handicap spot, too. I hope he dies first. That looks like the Christmas spirit. Everyone pushing to get into some big box store. Screaming and hollering. Okay, so they go to the store because they can get in before, ow, my God, my cat is walking on my legs and he needs his mani-pedi. All right, so they're able to get in before everyone else because her dad works there. Her friends are kind of shitheads. Well, I suppose they're teens. They're supposed to be shitheads, right? Fuck this shit, says security. Ah. Oh no! Little security dude. Oh, oh shit! Oh no! Oh, gotta get that waffle iron. Uh-oh. Okay, so alright, so the dude that got his neck cut with the broken piece of glass on the door still managed to grab himself a waffle iron. That's the holiday spirit. Yeah, save the little security guy. Oh, fuck! His arm got all sorts of stepped on. Oh, waffle iron pried from his warm dead hands. Warm dying hands. No! Oh, shit. They just got the mom. No! Oh, it scalped her. Nice. Holy fuck. Oh, dude, ain't nobody gonna help you. No one gives a shit about anybody else. Hell yeah. That's when you fire your weapon indoors. Holy fuck. Okay, 1 year later. Oh, this is good. I'm liking this. It's a little like YouTube video. Rest in peace to the victim. And then that. Beep, 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 beep. My God. I do like how horror movies that are set in present day or really post like smartphone. Really, I love how it works in that people are more are prioritizing recording everything and posting it online than actually like engaging in the moment, whether it's to help somebody or to fucking run away. Okay, I see what's going on with the family. All right. But yeah. And just because the one kid was all about like recording everything so we could post it online. And like, yeah, that's fucked up. So like the diner lady was also like one of the ladies like screaming and trampling and shit. Like, how could you live with these people? This is a small town. You're not going to get away from these people, like, ever. How could you be around that? New deputies in town. And making friends already.
What kid wouldn't want to wear that, right?
My kids? My kids would not fucking wear that because I would not allow it. That is not okay. The hat mask is not okay. Although I do like how it's very much like 80s kids Halloween costumes with that like plastic mask. And you breathe in it and it gets all gross inside. Memories. Oh, the axe is gone. Oh no. How can you slash prices without a fucking axe? I'm kind of liking the daughter of Mr. Reitmart. The person at the diner booth with the mask that slowly turned around. I saw you. Oh, he's all dressed up. Okay, so, well, I guess not little, but kind of like, I guess like the nerdy, awkward guy that's actually like way super cute. He got all dressed up. He's dating main character girl. Aw, he brought sports ball tickets to be cool. Ooh, diner lady's gonna get it. I'm so excited. Here we go. Oh, okay, yeah, she's the one from the trailer. She got away. Oh, she can't use her phone. She's too bloody. Face not recognized. Like, they don't have a landline? Was she just in a storage closet? And not like an office? No, it says office. It was an office. Why is there not a phone in the office? Oh, in the dumpster. Oh! Lids work like that, but that's okay. Oh shit, and now it's on the sign at Reitmart. Oh, that was fantastic. My husband hates watching horror movies with me. Like, this is why. Their names are at the table. Oh, my God. Who'd have thunk it? The crime scene people pulling up. Like, what's clearly like a kielbasa, but like an intestine or something. Oh, my God. I think I love this movie. She's going to wait an entire year to go check the footage that has been sitting in her dad's office. All right, so saw a map of like the seating. Oh, he's gonna go after the security guard that ran away. Damn, going after fucking everybody. But yeah, Kathleen is the turkey. All right, so who could it be? New deputy's a suspect, right? Because he's new in town. But not really, because like even though he didn't exist yet, we hadn't seen him, he could have been around for the murders. Well, not the murders, the tramplings. Could even suspect Bobby because of his timing of coming back. But I don't think they match height-wise.
Hey, I'm not
scared
of you,
Bobby. Oh, man. Hope nothing happens to the cat. Oh, shit. Oh, he was under the table. Oh, nice. Gotta feed the cat. Yes. Well, I'm glad nothing happened to the cat, and I'm glad the cat got fed. Can't you set your profiles to, like, not be taggable or, like, needs your permission or something? Aw, right, Mart Dad. Had a nice moment. So does that mean he's next? The kid at the school, they just cut to, that's all, like, I'm not celebrating Thanksgiving. Oh my God, the Swoonie Girls apps. Random kid. Yeah, I like that they're sitting at like some salon type booths with like the mannequins. They're really pushing for Ryan to be the Thanksgiving killer, slasher, John Carver, Carter, whatever. I don't know if I buy it, though.
Are you ready?
Oh, fuck! Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, no. The sword and the trampoline, that'd be fucking terrible. Oh, my God. Oh, that was fucking brilliant. I wonder how it was for the actor in the mask running around trying to see and breathe. Now I'm thinking it might be the one dad. We haven't seen him in a while. The one who worked at Rite Mart, not the one who owns it. Ryan's kind of a douchebag too, huh? What the fuck was Yulia's dad? That's hilarious. I like McCarty's mug. I love to fart. It's a good mug. Hell yeah, I want a belt knife. Oh, there's the corn holder thingies from the trailer. She's gonna get it. Okay, so the killer just tranked the cop and the dad and Yulia's dad. Because they weren't part of the Rite Mart riot. That's nice. Oh! Things went in her ears. Oh! 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 Oh my God, with the table saw! Oh! was nice of the McCarty party guy. I was just gonna say there's someone there in like a creepy ass clown mask, and no one's like, hey, that's odd. And then they just chop the turkey's head off. Oh, fuck! Oh, my God. Like, with his nose there. Oh, those poor children. Oh, he just tranked them all. Gotta save them for the big dinner. Kinda surprised dude's kill cabin isn't squeakier. Stepmom's able to sneak all around. Mm-mm, he ain't gone. Oh! That's a really big oven. Oh, shit. She's gonna get cooked. Ah, that would suck so fucking bad. I stuck her with a meat thermometer. Oh, God, that would be fucking terrible. Oh. Oh, my God. Ooh, it's almost dinner time.
Now, is that any way to thank Kathleen? She's been cooking all day.
Oh, the puking. What the fuck with this guy? In his Britney Spears mic. Oh my God. The murder puns. Yep, it would get that many likes, wouldn't it? We are fucked up and sick. Good God. Oh my God. Carving the Kathleen. Oh, go scuba. Like, Scuba didn't die first, but I still want him to live. Oh! It's just his arm. No, Patrick Dempsey. Oh, Patrick Dempsey's okay. I don't think it's Bobby. Is it Patrick Dempsey? Ooh, it's the shoes. Oh, shit. Oh, it's Patrick Dempsey. Oh, no. She was pregnant with his baby. Bam. She's got that 5G. John Carver lives. That was a pretty sweet little nightmare she had at the end there. I like these end credits. Oh my goodness. All right. That was fantastic. In case you couldn't tell, I really enjoyed that one. All right, so here is the IMDb synopsis and the credits. So, after a Black Friday riot ends in tragedy, a mysterious Thanksgiving-inspired killer terrorizes Plymouth, Massachusetts, the birthplace of the infamous holiday. The movie stars Patrick Dempsey, as y'all probably realize by now, Ty Olson as the angry dad, Gina Gershon as the scalped mom, Karen Cliche as the stepmother, Nell Verlack as Jess, our final girl, Rick Hoffman as Reitmart dad, Jalen Thomas Brooks as Bobby, Tommaso Sanelli as Evan, Jenna Warren as Yulia, Addison Rae as Gabby, and Gabrielle Davenport as Scuba. Just to kind of name some of the more main characters, but a lot of folks in this. It was directed by Eli Roth and written by Eli Roth and Jeff Rendell. It is available on Netflix. You can rent or buy it online. You can buy the DVD and you can check it out from your local library. So my general thoughts on this movie is basically I love it. It's it's so much fun. It is really all I ever want in a horror movie. I just want fun and interesting kills and gratuitous gore and intestines that are clearly kielbasa sausages, punny murderers. The reasoning doesn't ever really matter. This time it was a jilted, jealous lover about to be a baby daddy, but then not really. That was an interesting twist, though, making Gina Gershon's character pregnant, which I guess kind of just adds to the anger that Patrick Dempsey's character had, clearly. I should probably get his character's name. Sheriff Eric. All right, whatever. So I really like it. The pacing was very well done. I liked how we're just kind of quickly introduced to the characters, to the teens, kind of this family and a bit of like the family dynamic just with Jess and not really caring for her stepmother, Kathleen. Reitmart dad being all about the business and all of that. We didn't really need much more than that. And I thought that kind of opening part with the Reitmart riot was done very well in terms of introducing these people. So, and it's like for as little time we spent with the mom, the scalped mom, it was a bummer to see her go. Maybe it was just because it was Gina Gershon. And, you know, it's always sad to have her leave the movie or show or whatever. So, yeah, that was a bit of a bummer. But at the same time, it was amazing. Also, you didn't really, like, see that coming. Maybe it was a bit obvious just because of the kids getting into the store before it opens, and then she happens to stop down there to bring her Reitmart husband, general manager, Mitch, whatever, a dinner, which is very sweet. So I guess you could kind of see that coming because, you know, it's not going to likely be any of the teens because it's a horror movie and the stars of a lot of horror movies are a group of teens. So that was just an interesting, kind of a fun little mini twist moment that really just kind of was like, oh my God, they killed her like so soon. It's also pretty unfortunate that the way those people behaved trying to get into Reitmart and get that waffle iron and the best deals is really not that far from the truth and not that far from how people have behaved in the past. Granted, this is obviously an exaggeration because it's a horror movie, but it's rooted in that realism, right? Like, people have died at doorbusters and midnight openings and shit like that. You know, it's not hasn't been like a lot of people, thank goodness, but at the same time, it still happens. It's utterly unnecessary, ridiculous, and that shit shouldn't happen. So seeing all of that kind of play out in this movie, it was so infuriating. but at the same time, somewhat satisfying. These people were terrible. Like, I wasn't really sad when Diner Lady died, because she was super shitty. She was a grade A piece of shit in the beginning. Also, Lonnie or Lionel or whoever the fuck, the one Hanover jock guy, his death was nice and quick. I felt like maybe his could have been more painful and drawn out. His cheerleader girlfriend kind of got the brunt end of that, with the trampoline and the sword and everything. Oh my God, that's just so fucking terrible. But considering Lonnie was the one that, like, had the bullhorn and provoked the angry crowd and everything, I think he should have gotten it worse than his cheerleader girlfriend. Like, he just got a quick neck snapping. So I'm really loving some of these more creative and innovative ways to kill people. It just, like, some of that body horror with the skin frozen to the freezer door and the pulling and the burning. And oh my God, it's just, it really gets under my skin and I love it so much. I love hate it and I hate love it. But yeah, the trampoline scene was definitely, that might be my favorite kill, just because it's like, you're just at that point, like, you're a victim of gravity and rubber and a pointy thing being stabbed up through the bouncy thing. And there's really not much you can do to get away from that. So bravo, that was amazing. And I love hated every second of it. Another one that I actually really liked was the table saw. Yulia's death on the table saw. Not because utilizing, you know, someone dying on a table saw is, like, new and innovative or anything, but just because I just did not see that coming for her. Based on the trailer and kind of getting the corn cobs in her ears as she's, like, you know, sitting in front of a mirror, you know, she's in her room in her home, maybe getting ready, and we find out that she's packing because her dad's like, we're going to Florida. Also, I loved the dad. We don't know anything about Yulia's dad, so we get to make up all sorts of shit. So I'm going to say some sort of gangster type or some sort of other powerful ne'er-do-well. But from the trailer, I don't know, I just kind of assumed that Yulia was going to meet her death in the bedroom or maybe like a bathroom death as she's getting ready for whatever. So when we see Yulia's house and they're adding on, they're doing construction, I still didn't even consider that power tools were going to come into play until it did. And I was like, oh my God. And then when they pulled her body off the table saw, there's chunks. Ew. Oh, love it. Oh my God. Okay. And then Evan dies, which is fine because he was, I think, probably the more obnoxious piece of shit out of that little group of friends. So that was amazing. That was one hell of like a meat cleaver for the tenderizing. I guess you would kind of need something really hefty like that, right, to get through this. Anyway, but that was fun to watch. And then, you know, the security guard that ran away at the beginning, he gets stabbed in the belly with one of the electric carving knives and then decapitated with, I'm guessing, piano wire or just something really sharp. That was kind of cool, the way Thanksgiving Killer John Carver did that. That was enjoyable. And as I said, very, very pleased that nothing happened to the cat. The cat isn't innocent. And that's one thing we kind of learn about the killer is he is very much has, like, his sights on specific people. And if they weren't a part of the riot, then they just got tranked. Like Yuri's dad and the police officer, or not Yuri, Yulia's dad and the police officer. So, of course he's not going to harm the cat. So I give him props for that. I didn't mean to rhyme. I thought Jess as a final girl was a pretty solid final girl. I thought she did a really, really great job. And especially when they're in the school and it's when John Carver takes Gabby and Evan, and Jess is now confronted with the killer. And I love it. It's like she saw the reflection of him behind her and like immediately ducked. Like her reaction time was there. It's nice to see. Gotta love it in a final girl. Someone that just is not afraid. And when fight, flight, or freeze kicks in, it's all about that fight. So Nightmare on Elm Street's Nancy is she is my favorite final girl, I'll say. Just for that exact reason. She was ready to fight this dream murderer. Hi, Sarge. Don't give me that look when you walk into my microphone. But basically, yeah, she willingly goes into a sleep to try and fight Freddy and comes back with his hat. And that is fucking badass. So love it. Respect it. Let's see. And also with regards to people that were just like ready to jump right into saving their own ass, I gotta say that for a hot second, I was rooting for Kathleen. I was kind of rooting for the stepmom. I was very impressed with her being all sneaky around this not very squeaky cabin, kill cabin or whatever the fuck he was at. I like that when she opened the fridge and saw the bottle sitting in there behind the cheerleader, she knew exactly that she wanted to grab that and use it as a weapon to try and save herself. And you got to respect that. Props to that. So even though Kathleen kind of as a whole drove me a bit nuts, for that brief moment, I was absolutely rooting for her. So, and I mean, I knew she wasn't going to get away because of the trailer and everything, but that's fine. And then, yeah, the other thing that I liked was right at the beginning with the scalped mom. Just props for the scalping in the Thanksgiving movie. Oh, my God. And, you know, I gotta say, I am a little disappointed in myself that it took me as long as it did to catch on that the killer was Patrick Dempsey, or Sheriff Eric, I should say, not Patrick Dempsey. His character, Sheriff Eric. Yeah, because by the time I got there, it seemed so painfully obvious at that point. And, you know, they kind of do that where Jess starts to realize that it was him, and all the little bits, all those little hints kind of throughout the movie that he couldn't do any of this without her help and all that kind of shit, all about the details and when the killer gets sloppy. So you're just kind of like, yep. So I think there might have been a time or two where I was like, maybe, but it didn't stick. I think I was too focused on all the red herrings that they were throwing at us. So yeah, I'm little disappointed in myself. But, you know, aside from being caught up in the red herrings, I'm also just going to explain it away by saying that I just was having a fucking blast with this movie. And it was so much fun to watch. The kills were amazing. The gore was great. The murder one-liners, the murder puns. I mean, how can I not love this fucking movie? So, let's see. IMDb has a 6.3 rating. I feel like that's kind of low. I feel like that's, I guess maybe that's fairly, I don't know. But 6.3 out of 10 out of just over 44,000 reviews. I'm going to go ahead and give this 8 out of 10 turkeys because this was fantastic. It was fun and it was hilarious and it was gross and icky. and some interesting choices that I highly approve of. So that's going to be, I guess, it, my general thoughts for the movie, kind of my overall review and summary. So I'm so glad I waited to watch this movie. this was great. Loved it. All right. I think I've had my fill. I'm sure you guys have had your fill. No leftovers. So let's go ahead and start closing this episode out. So let me know what you thought of today's episode, what you think of the movie, what you thought of the movie Thanksgiving. If you've seen it, did you love it? Did you hate it? If you hated it, I'm curious as to why. It could be the same reasons why I loved it, which is great. If you have suggestions for any future episodes, please send all of that to mystreamingbubble@gmail.com. And if you follow this podcast on the social medias, you can also send suggestions there. So you can find My Streaming Bubble on Twitter as @StreamingBubble, no my in that. Facebook, Instagram, and Threads as My Streaming Bubble. And you can listen, obviously, on a podcast player near you. If you're looking for something a little different but with still a lot of me, make sure you check out my other podcast that I co-host with Aaron from It's a Fandom Thing, my podcast, Brain Twin. And that podcast is called Twin It to Win It. You can follow us on Twitter at Twin It to Win Pod, no second it in that. Facebook, Instagram, and Threads as Twin It to Win It Podcast. And you can listen to it on most podcast players. And that's just a really fun monthly podcast that we do together to kind of test our twinningness, because over the several years that we have known each other now, we've realized that we have a lot in common and we like a lot of the same things. And so we thought we'd put that all to the test. So, but just to be clear, we are not actually twins. All right, so that's it. Thank you guys for listening. And until next time, keep streaming. Bye.